Members of the minority party in both the House and the Senate are accusing members of the majority of offering gerrymandered maps. The Republican-controlled House of Delegates has offered a plan that moves three districts controlled by Democrats in the southern part of the state to Northern Virginia, including the district now represented by Democratic Minority Leader Ward Armstrong. The plan offered by the Democrat-led Senate is equally unpopular with the Republican minority in that chamber. Republican Senator Steve Martin of Chesterfield says the proposal transforms his compact and contiguous 11th district into a sprawling disaster.
The places that I would shop, get gas, go to eat, go to church, very close to my home, none of those places are in my district.
Senate Republicans have offered an alternative plan that they say will keep districts more compact. Martin points out that the Democratic plan splits 19 towns, while the Republican alternative splits two.
We only deviate 0.5%, where they're deviating 2 percentage points. That means they can go 4,000 people high or 4,000 people low for a swing of 8,000 people. The reason we do redistricting is to provide equality of representation. Here's what they're doing. They are packing the going high on the districts that have high growth areas in them. And they're going low, thinning the votes out, in the slow growth areas. The opposite effect of what you should have. And what that winds up doing is you not only start askew, but every single day that passes, it gets worse. Because in the high growth areas, more people move in relative to the low growth areas who may even be shrinking.
Republican delegate Chris Jones of Suffolk, who was largely responsible for drawing the House of Delegates map, says the timetable for completion of the redistricting process is still unclear.
I'm not sure exactly when we're going to take up the congressional. I think it's going to be at the exact same time as the House. There will be a separate bill for the congressional, number one. And I don't know, there's been a decision as to when that's going to be taken up. I do not see a scenario where anything is done in 3 days. I'm not sure where that came from. Now, I think we can get our work done in 3 days, but then you've got to send a bill down to the Senate, and it's got to go through its normal process. It would be my expectation, not knowing exactly what's going on, we'd come back the following week. We would recess and come back, let the Senate do their work, and we would come back.
After the lawmakers complete their work, it must be submitted for federal review to ensure compliance with the Voting Rights Act of 1965, so that minorities are fairly and equally represented. It's also possible that the plans could face legal challenges. The governor's Independent Advisory Commission on Redistricting offered their final proposals on Friday. While their recommendations do not hold any legal authority, they could serve as an alternative should the House and Senate plans face a serious challenge. One of their key proposals was the addition of a 13th district in the House of Delegates, where minorities would hold the majority. Political analyst Dr. Bob Holsworth is chairman of the Governor's Commission.
In every map we produced, we made them more compact than the existing maps, and we reduced the number of district splits in the existing maps by a significant percentage. I think what you're likely to hear is that for people who don't particularly like one way a district's drawn or not, I think you're going to hear a lot of people suggest that what we've done is a good way of going about things. You know, our weakness is our strength. Our weakness is that we're not in the political arena. Our strength is that we weren't in the political arena.
In addition to their redistricting work, on Wednesday, the legislature will consider all amendments and vetoes by the governor on all bills passed this session. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.